Double Life. Michael Bryant's Double Life. Neighbors who knew the amiable man are shaken by the murder charge against him. Los Angeles Times, April 22, 1990. To those who knew him in Woodland Hills, Michael Bryant was a soft-spoken and generous man who kept mostly to himself. Though reclusive, he was far from unfriendly. He was quick to volunteer his help to neighbors. He sent Christmas cards and friendly notes to his landlady. He liked to show off the tricks he had taught his pet Doberman. Bryant, 44, told people he was a freelance photographer, but often he spent his time gardening in his fenced backyard and was proud of the cherry tomatoes he gave to friends. They were better than you could buy in a supermarket, his landlady said. But authorities say Michael Bryant and the life he led in Los Angeles was a facade, that in fact, Bryant was Francis W. Malinowski, a Vermont school administrator, who dropped from sight in 1979 after he became the prime suspect in the disappearance of a teacher with whom he had been romantically involved. Malinowski's double life came to an end earlier this month when he was traced by local and Vermont authorities to Woodland Hills. He was arrested and charged with the murder of the missing teacher, and while Malinowski waits in Los Angeles County Jail for an extradition hearing, mystery still surrounds him. Investigators say that when they searched Malinowski's belongings, they found cameras and a business card suggesting he indeed was a photographer. But the only photos found were of him smiling amid fields of marijuana plants. No tomatoes were found at his house, but police said several pounds of packaged marijuana seeds were found in the garage. And in the unpretentious 23-year-old Volkswagen he drove, investigators found a coffee can crammed with $217,000 in $100 bills. Finding this guy just opened up more questions, said Sergeant Leo Blaze, a Vermont State Police detective who has tracked the Malinowski case for years. I'm trying to get an idea of what he's been doing for 10 years, and it is hard. We don't know much about him. Those who thought they knew Michael Bryant of Woodland Hills have also had to face the same enigma. A man they viewed as a good neighbor or tenant is charged with murder and is suspected of hiding behind at least 4 aliases and earning his living, at least in part, by selling marijuana seeds along with instructions on their planting and cultivation.